Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Caritas Zambia calls for peaceful issue-based politics ahead of elections. 28 million kwacha has been released to pay cash for work beneficiaries in Lusaka. In international news, Kenyan women fighting for their land rights after death of husbands. And finally in sports news, Comfort Selemani set to join in Changa Rangers Queens.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga has urged political players and citizens to reject violence and embrace peaceful, issue-based engagement as the country moves closer to the next election period. Speaking within an interview with Power FM News, Father Mapulanga said Caritas remains firmly committed to the principle of non-violence, especially during elections, warning that political conflicts often escalate as polling day approaches. Father Mapulanga noted that while the country has not yet experienced serious election-related violence in areas such as Chawama and Kasama, the risk remains as the political temperatures, or rather as political temperatures, continue to rise. He emphasized that leadership must remain centered on service rather than personal gain. Father Mapulanga further stressed that violence must never be condoned under any circumstances, calling on all stakeholders to uphold peace as the foundation of Zambia's democratic process.
On political violence, for us, we stand for non-violence, especially when we have elections. Non-violence every time. People don't listen to this. There are always instances of violence that happen. At the moment, we haven't got any serious instance of violence, except from Chawama or from Kasama. But it doesn't mean that violence may not be there. Maybe as we come closer to the polling, violence will erupt. We would like to call upon our people, our citizens, not to indulge in violence in terms of elections. We should just be discussing policies, what we are going to do, and how best we will save the people.
The Minister of Health says Zambia is not among the countries that imported the record infant formula, which is known as NAN, non-special pro 0 to 12 months. The recall involves infant formula that may be contaminated with cerealide, a toxin produced by bacteria called Bacillus cereus. The product was made in Germany for the South African market and was sold in 800 gram tins. Bacillus cereus is a foodborne pathogen that can produce toxins causing two types of gastrointestinal illness, such as vomiting and diarrheal syndromes. Speaking in a statement issued in Lusaka on the 11th of January 2026, the Ministry of Health said it acted quickly after media reports by engaging official international food safety channels, including authorities in South Africa, to verify whether the product had entered Zambia. The ministry explained that under the Food Safety Act No. 7 of 2019, it is responsible for protecting the public from unsafe food products. After checks, Zambia was not listed as an importing country of the affected infant formula. Meanwhile, food safety inspectors across the country have been directed to strengthen surveillance, remove any non-compliant products, and take legal action where necessary. The ministry has urged the public to rely on official government communication and report any suspected products to the nearest district health office or local council public health department. This is according to a statement issued by Principal Public Relations Officer and spokesperson for the Ministry of Health, Georgia Mutale Chimombo.
And within a separate development, 20 million kwacha has been funded to clear part of the 87 million kwacha arrears owed to the beneficiaries who participated in the cash forward project under Phase 1 in Lusaka province. Meanwhile, government owes about 148 million kwacha in arrears for cash forward countrywide under the Phase 1, which it pledges to dismantle before embarking on Phase 2 of the project. The local government and rural development permanent secretary, Nicholas Piri, assured cash forward beneficiaries that they will start receiving their arrears this week.
I wish to share with my fellow agricultural professionals and the general public in Zambia that the World Agriculture Forum, led by Dr. Khan, has appointed and nominated me to the Supreme Council of the World Agriculture Forum. The forum is a global platform connecting diverse stakeholders that drive sustainable agriculture development through policy advocates, trade, facilitation, and technology-driven solutions. It aims to bring together prominent thought leaders, innovators, policymakers, business CEOs, and heads of global institutions in the agriculture sector to address critical issues related to food and nutrition security, sustainable practices, policy, technology, and trade agenda. But its leadership team and events span the globe, focusing on sustainable agriculture development worldwide. And so it's with humility that I accept this appointment to serve on this council. And I just thought my country, Zambia, should be informed.
Former Southern Province Minister Dr. Edify Hamukale has accepted his nomination and appointment to serve on the World Agriculture Forum, WAF, a supreme council of the forum which aims to function as a global body akin to the World Economic Forum dedicated to advancing agricultural development on a worldwide scale. Dr. Hamukale, who is an agriculture scientist and economist, says he remains committed to the appointment and looks forward to participating at a global stage.
In international news, Sudan's military-led government has returned to the country's capital after nearly 3 years of operating from its wartime base in the eastern city of Port Sudan. Sudan's Prime Minister Kamil Idris told reporters on Sunday that the government of hope was officially back in Khartoum and would begin efforts to improve services for the city's beleaguered residents. The military was forced out by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, when civil war erupted between the two sides in 2023. The army recaptured it in a significant breakthrough last March. Khartoum has been recovering from years of fighting. Roughly 5 million fled the city at the height of the conflict, according to the UN.
And still within international news, Kenyan women are fighting for their land rights after death of husbands.
Rebecca Anyango has called this house in Kenya her home for the past 26 years, but now she's wondering how long she'll be able to stay. As a widow, she's been threatened with eviction for years by her late husband's family, who claim she has no inheritance rights. This year they filed a lawsuit, and the 70-year-old has no legal representation.
This is where I've buried my husband, and my husband died 16 years ago. The grave is here. Where do I take the grave? Where do I take my grandchildren?
Anyango is one of thousands of women in Western Kenya who face losing their land, unaware that the country's constitution guarantees